This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Checking your phone calls, and Lord Moncton's on with us about 40 minutes, and I'll go right back to your calls. And we have the professor joining us who's gone public, pointing out the fact this is part of a takeover plan by Obama for the open borders, and getting into a sociology perspective that I concur with, but from an expert position of how it's to create a permanent slave class, a political voting bloc the Democrats tried to forge the black community into, but that's not a big enough group for them to fully dominate election cycles. So they're trying to use racial control and primitive programming, which is very effective on humans, period, on Hispanics to forge them into a race-based cult that has gun control, open borders, the end of the family as its sacraments. Let's go to David in Florida. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. Long-time listener and Prison Planet subscriber. Wanted to welcome you back from vacation. And,
thank you.
A shout out to the prior caller for standing up for our rights. That's a bold thing he's doing. But the reason I called you today is I wanted to talk to you about that interview that Karen Hughes of the IMF just did that was posted on the website a couple of days ago. It was actually they put out by SGT Reports, and you guys had relinked it. Have you had a chance to listen to that that interview yet and get a read on what she's saying about the Federal Reserve getting ready to collapse?
Haven't we had her on before? Yeah. We've had her on. Let's get her on next week. In fact, I've been meaning to get her on. I actually watched some of that interview, listened to some of that interview. That SGT folks do a great job, and I do want to get her on to talk about that. But that's what a bunch of billionaires are saying right now, and economists. So it's very frightening.
Oh, absolutely. But she actually stated in that interview that the dollar is going to be replaced by a gold standard currency.
Well, you know, she was mid-level, and I think she's an eloquent person who has a lot of courage, so I think she's a very credible, nice person. But I've interviewed her before, and I just don't think that, you know, everything she says is exactly the way it is. The IMF and World Bank have discussed a global 10% backed SDR, 10% backed with gold, so they could then manipulate gold at the same time, but still have fractional reserve banking. But then a lot of the Davos and Bilderberg people don't even want that. They want it pegged to digital transfers, any type of online banking, any type of purchases in a cashless society with a global Tobin overlaid with a global carbon. Which is basically an omnibus VAT. And I think that's the way it's going. But I look forward to having her on. What do you think about it?
Well, I had some problems trying to understand the credibility piece because it doesn't align with Scripture, as you know, number one. And number two, the fact that she's been reinstated to the IMF was a little bit suspect to be a senior counsel. I mean, she was being chased by the Justice Department of the U.S. the last time you interviewed her, and now all of a sudden she's back in the position she held previously?
Well, I mean, I think she's – my gut is she's a real lady and not a bad person. A lot of times if you make enough noise and you don't shut up from the intimidation, they try to buy you off. I mean, I've literally, no exaggeration, at least 6-7 times been offered huge contracts, way more money than I even make now, to join the establishment. So that's actually what they do, in my experience, is they either kill you, put you in prison, but if you're too obnoxious and they don't want to make a big deal out of it, they try to buy you off. And I'm not saying that's what's happened because I haven't been following it. It's just that they will try to get you back into the fold to try to get some control over you.
Well, I don't want me to dominate so much of your time, but before I let you go, I just want to let you know I'm holding you and the whole staff up in prayer daily. I know the Father's got his hands on your organization, and we appreciate what you're doing out here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Yeah, our best works are dirty rags, but I can feel the presence of God with me every day, and I can feel your prayers. It's an amazing experience. Please continue the prayers, and ask that God strengthen me to not be a worldly person, and that I be strong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have been syndicated for almost 18 years. I've been on air 19 and a half years. And since I've been syndicated back in 1997, late 1997, we have had the line broadcasting from deep behind enemy lines in occupied former United States. And the reason I've always put that out is because under the North American Union, under globalization, the EU model was the model for Asia and then the Americas and then the Caribbean and then Africa. Under that undemocratic, unelected model, you are literally occupied. And in 2007, Judicial Watch sued and got the absolute Rosetta Stone of this, thousands of pages that I spent weeks at night when my small children were growing up, literally reading it so that I would understand much of the full plan from the Banff, Canada 3-day meeting, where you had select inside crony capitalists there commanding the ministers of the governments from Secretary of State on down on what was being set up. They were actually having parliamentary votes under the secret agreement signed by Bush and Vicente Fox at Baylor University in 2005. And so you have to be honest that we are literally in an occupied territory, just as Lord Monckton, who helped found UKIP a few decades ago with Nigel Farage, now the fastest growing party, not just in the UK, but in Europe. They are the Tea Party in Europe, trailblazing, not copying our Tea Party. Our Tea Party came out of England. Parliament first voted to not have war with George Washington until King George went down and said, you've got to have a war. So the fight that we have in America for freedom started with Magna Carta in England in 1215. And then what came out of that, the Renaissance and everything else that followed. We now are continuing that same fight globally. We're all in this together. What started in England and spread all over the world continues on the true spirit of 1776 against tyrants everywhere, whether they be big corporations, governments, mentally ill, kings. It doesn't matter. We have a right to self-determine and be free. And if you look at how they're usurping our freedom, it is the same old story being replayed. And so we know how to beat this. We know how to stand against it. So when I say broadcasting from deep behind enemy lines, that's not fiction. That's not hyperbole. That's not hype. I'm in FEMA Region 6. Obama has opened the border. Hundreds of thousands of illegals are pouring across, which will detonate the new flood that will be millions, which will be the crisis. And then I remembered Tony Blair in 97, 98, 99. I would watch ITN and other channels online. And when I traveled to England, I would watch them as well. And Paul Watson, reporting from the UK, would write on it how he got caught telling the Border Patrol in France, working in a secret deal with France, to ship in hundreds of thousands of illegals to be put directly on labor dole to then become the social workers and the new political dominating attack dogs. I've had even liberal members of parliament on admitting this from England. This is now well known. You could type in Tony Blair secret immigration deal. You'll get stories with France, Romania, you name it. Obama has done this with Mexico to open their southern border to flood us with Central and South American dregs, criminals, unemployed women with children, and their stacks of news. So to understand the EU and how 80%+ of the laws in England are sent by the EU bureaucracy, not even the EU Parliament, and people in the UK can't even vote. I wanted to bring this up before we get into his new challenge and new breaking news on the climate change fraud and just some amazing information, but I wanted to bring this up with Lord Monckton first because he pioneered with Nigel Farage the game plan that's beginning to take Europe back, and the political class is panicking. I cannot build up this man enough, ladies and gentlemen, or Nigel Farage, who is just a rock star. I mean, he's like Ron Paul, but also has that super appeal of not just a medical doctor, but of more of a super leader. But he's also a blue-collar working guy, so he just has it all. These are the leading lights that can literally turn the whole world around. And we have to recognize that so many people got introduced to Lord Monckton. Nigel Farage has been coming on for 10 years on this radio show. Again, to show the power of the people and the fact that our movement for global liberty has only just begun. Now, I'm ranting here, but the point is, they point out, most of our laws are made by the EU. We have no right. It's a dictatorship. By upping the rhetoric to the level of reality, I mean, when you're under tyranny, you call it what it is. You're not polite about it. We're doing the same here. We are in an occupied, illegitimate, globalist EU system now. Obama's about to sign this new Pacific trade deal that takes over internet freedom, you name it, gun control, you name it. It's all happening. Global governance is here, and recognizing it and the fact that it's undemocratic, it's unelected, it's authoritarian, it's crony, will end it. So I want to first spend this segment on that subject and then get into an outrageous challenge by a professor claiming that, prove climate change isn't real, I'll give you $30,000, but then admitting it's not really a real challenge. Like the professor here in Austin that said he'd live in a trash bin for a year to prove we can all live with less, and then it turned out he didn't really stay there. I mean, this is outrageous. We're going to talk to him about that and so much more about these stunts they pull and the latest. But Lord Christopher Monckton, a top journalist, former top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, and so much more, and the leading scientist exposing the fraud. Everything he's written about on his site in the last decade has all been proven absolutely accurate. And so now they're calling for his arrest and execution in major publications because they're such liberals. He is Lord Christopher Monckton. But what about the fact that our border's wide open? I mean, this is epic. This is totally epic. And the same thing's been done to the UK. What are we facing? How do we stop it?
Well, it's very difficult to stop it when you elect a left-wing government. Because once they take office, Alex, they then want to hold on to office. And eventually they become unpopular because high taxes and low government performance, eventually people get bored of that. But the way they can turn the terms of political trade in their favor is to say, right, we'll let in left-wing immigrants, poor immigrants from wherever we can get them, because the first generation of those immigrants will always vote left. And this has been increasingly the pattern now. You see it with Tony Blair, you see it certainly with Obama. In order to get Obama elected, he was elected by people who largely didn't originally come from the United States. They came from somewhere else. And those are the ones that will vote left, because the left will promise them handouts, which they say they will take from the rich to give to the poor. And so the left can live off this and gain themselves office for longer and longer periods as a result of it. And of course, in the end, what will defeat them is that however hard they try to trash the economy with climate change measures, around the world, everybody is paying no attention, and most countries are getting rapidly a great deal richer. As prosperity increases, so that it eventually will even reach places like Mexico, which are largely very poor at the moment, but they will become more wealthy, the pressure for immigration to still wealthier countries will diminish. And when that happens, the left will be extinguished. So I think we're going through a temporary difficulty where the left will bend the electoral rules by letting people in and then giving them the vote, as Tony Blair did in Britain and as Obama is doing on a very large scale in the United States. Obama is the most nakedly partisan political president you've ever had. He doesn't see himself as president of the United States. He sees himself as the chief Reichskommissar. He sees himself as the effectively the king.
And he does undoubtedly have a deep... I mean, I didn't believe D'Souza 2 years ago when he put out America 2016, that it really was the fact that Obama truly hated free market and wealth and success. Because you tend to think once you're the president and once people are in power, they understand that wealth and prosperity is a good thing. I mean, that's an instinct for normal, well-adjusted people. But then you realize, no, they really want to shut off our power plants, open our borders, wreck the whole culture, attack the family. I mean, these people are mentally ill degenerates.
Never underestimate the extent to which the left hate the West. They hate the countries that bring them up. They hate the prosperity. They hate the success. They hate the democracy. They hate the liberty. They hate the freedom. They do not want it. They want absolute control. That's why the word totalitarian is so important. It means somebody who wants to control every little aspect of your life down to the last flickering, poisonous, mercury-filled light bulb. And of course,
just that's the word for them. They are totalitarians.
That's the thing. And this is a very ancient divide in politics, which you and I have talked of before, Alex. It goes right back to early imperial China, where the totalitarians were known as legalists, and the more enlightened libertarians, the likes of you and me, Alex, we were called the Confucians. And this divide between legalism and Confucianism, between totalitarianism and libertarianism, between those who would control us and we who would be free, and we who would allow others to be free, that divide is the fundamental divide in politics and always has been and probably always will be. Because it's the control freaks that like to go into government. And a control freak, of course, is a totalitarian. He wants to control everything, the totality of what is within his reach. And this is what Obama is all about. And what is interesting about it is a growing sense that of quasi-moral superiority that they have. They like to say, we have to save the planet from itself because only we understand the need to save the planet from global warming, for instance. Now, this is basically a device to try to cover up that what they're really doing is nakedly partisan. Obama doesn't like the coal industry because the coal industry are and have long been the biggest donors to the Republican Party, who are his opponents. It is as simple as that. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the climate. That's why he makes such idiotic statements about it every time he speaks about it. For instance, it was a wonderful moment, I think about 10 days ago, in the Senate, where I think it was Senator Graham, was cross-examining five former heads of the Environmental Destruction Agency. And there they all were.
Hold on, I want to hear that story straight ahead with Lord Christopher Monckton. We'll give you his website on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Got a long way to go.
Long way to go.
And a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound and down.
Scienceandpublicpolicy.org is his website. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers.
Let it all hang out, cause we got.
Lord Christopher Monckton's our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Then we're going to your phone calls. And then on to a professor out in California, who is working in the globalist-controlled UC Davis. We're going to have Professor Hamamoto on, who's saying this border being open is exactly what Lord Monckton just said, total social engineering with a permanent political underclass of the system. And we need gridlock in government. It's designed to have separation of powers. If the Republican Party was trying to extinct the Democratic Party, I want a third, a fourth, a fifth party. I would be defending the Democratic Party. I've never thrown my weight behind the Republicans until now. That is the Republican Tea Party movement. Because the Republican leadership along with the Democrats is trying to extinct it right now. This is a big deal. The Democrats, is what Lord Monckton just started getting at, are in a political takeover mode for a political oligarchy to carry out a totalitarian system. And they're not making any bones about it. They say, we have the moral authority. We are going to arrest people that disagree with climate change. You don't have a right to promote pro-gun stuff and terrorize people, Hillary said. We want to arrest you. The enemy isn't Al-Qaeda, it's the Tea Party. I mean, this is outrageous stuff going on. It's for real. And Lord Monckton was speaking to that, and then he also started getting into the climate fraudsters being questioned in Congress. Go ahead, Lord Monckton.
Yeah, just to tell you the story about these four or five ex-administrators of the Environmental Destruction Agency, and Senator Graham was questioning them, and he said, hands up, any of you who think that Mr. Obama was right when he said that temperatures are rising faster than ever before. He said it twice recently, and not a single hand went up. You see this row of dummies sitting there looking uncomfortable, as they had to admit by their not raising their hands that Obama had got it wrong. And in fact, just in, I've just picked it up off the satellite during the break, breaking news. We now have had no global warming. According to the remote sensing systems satellites, which monitor global warming around the world, we haven't had any global warming at all for 17 years and 10 months. And the significance of that figure is that it's over half the entire satellite measurement of global temperatures. That started in 1979. For over half of that period, the last half, there has been no global warming at all. So if anybody ever tells you, ooh, but look at all these extreme weather events, we've got a hurricane on the 4th of July, we've got all these things that have never happened before, of course they have all happened before, the one thing we know didn't cause them is global warming, because there hasn't been any. It's really as simple as that, Alex.
Wow. And we've got a long segment coming up. You're going to get into this ridiculous challenge, another hoax, where they say everyone agrees that climate change is real. Well, of course, climate change is always going on. Doesn't mean you pay the UN a tax to stop it.
Well, Alex, you're too young to remember, but climate change has been going on for 4.5 thousand million years, ever since the world began. And the fact that they're now saying, oh, we've discovered it's real, everybody's got to agree with us. Everybody has always agreed that climate change is real. And I wrote to this professor, this fellow called Keating, and I said to him, look, we all accept climate change is real. We all accept also that humans can have some effect on the climate. The question is, did they have a lot of effect or a dangerous effect? That's what the debate's about. But he won't frame the question in a way that is fair or sensible. And also, he insisted on not allowing an independent third party to judge the competition.
Because he's God.
Because he wants to judge it himself. He's not going to give the money to anyone. It doesn't matter what evidence you produce. He's just going to say, you're a skeptic, I don't believe in your evidence, therefore I'm not giving you the prize. He's done it to several people already. So, of course, it's not a real challenge. It's a bogus challenge. It's one that the left can then report on all their websites, the Daily Kos and the Huffington Puffington. All these places are talking about it. But the fact is that it's just another stunt. You mentioned that word in an earlier segment, and Alex, and you're quite right. What goes on is that the left increasingly govern by stunts because they can't govern on the basis of the facts. And the facts are, certainly on the global warming thing now, that it hasn't been warming for something like nearly 18 years, according to the satellites. probably more like 14 years according to the terrestrial measurements, which of course are badly influenced by urban heat island effects with people turning on their electricity that heats up the area around cities and gives you an artificial...
And by the kleptocrats putting the measurements out on black tarmacs to manipulate data.
All this sort of dodges.
Stay there. We'll be right back, Lord Monckton. Scienceofpublicpolicy.org. Our sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to get to the big breaking news coming up. There's some big news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
George Strait bringing us in. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be here with a special 4th of July global transmission tomorrow. And then back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with a Sunday worldwide broadcast as well. Lord Monckton is our guest, and I wanted him to continue getting into the specifics of this professor. Think climate change isn't man-made? Then prove it. Professor offers $30,000 reward for anyone who can disprove his theory. Texas-based professor has issued a challenge. I want to send my reporters down there to climate change deniers, see, Holocaust deniers, Dr. Keating is offering £17,500, or roughly $30,000, to anyone that can disprove the theory that human activity is warming the planet. He is so sure of his claim that he is not expected to pay out anytime soon. Anyone can enter the competition, and the work doesn't need to be original, but Dr. Keating says he will be the final judge on winning or losing the entries. That's the Daily Mail. You know, what a sick joke for this, quote, Texas professor. That'd be like if I said, yeah, you can enter a contest to prove that this guy, you know, isn't a knuckle-dragging fraud, but there isn't an impartial group of judges here. No, I will judge. Because I know you're full of baloney. I mean, no one would buy tickets to that. No one would say that wasn't rigged. It's like Al Gore, famously, I have this in the film Endgame, going, no one doubts, not one scientist on Earth, that man-made global warming is real and is going to flood everybody by 2013, and that the Arctic will be completely melted. Of course, it didn't happen. It got bigger than ever. And then one congressman goes, excuse me, got to play that clip again. I forget which congressman goes, excuse me, it isn't all the scientists. There's thousands. And a bunch of the people in the UPC report, that they say they never were actually in that report. Well, congressman, there are people that believe we didn't go to the moon, too. I'm talking about credible scientists. And the congressman's like, listen, there are a bunch of people who weren't in that report who say their names were put on it. Uh-huh, aliens are going to get me. It's like when Jesse Ventura, the former governor, goes and talks to the congressman, he goes, I have your bill here for civil unrest and FEMA camps for Americans. He goes, no, there's no bill. I don't believe space aliens are going to come out of machines and eat me. That's their response. And again, the Republicans have been horrible. But now the Democrats are going for broke for a total takeover. So, Lord Monckton, I want to get into this professor. People should go visit him where he's a professor. I'll tell folks where he's a professor in a moment. But, I mean, these stunts have got to be called. I mean, the media is reporting on him like, well, see, he disproved it. You know, he's the judge and he's the winner. Don't people see through this as a joke?
It's because nearly all the media are on the far left nowadays. You know, you're an honorable exception. You're so far on the far right, you've almost fallen off the edge. But, I mean, you know, all the far left media, they are doing their best to give the New World Order every favor they can. And when I say New World Order, I'm not just using a vague right-wing reds under the beds phrase. At Paris next year, next December, they're going to make the next really big attempt to introduce a world government treaty. Now, in Copenhagen a few years ago, 2009, they made the mistake of publishing it first on the web, where a colleague of mine found it, Dr. Willie Soon at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. He sent it to me. I publicized it first all over Canada, then all over the United States. The video in which I mentioned it went viral. 2 million people had seen it in a week. I mean, it was huge. Still the fastest YouTube platinum for any political speech. And then what happened was they paid for a dozen bogus pages on the web, which contained somewhere within them the words Monckton video. They paid each of the search engines to put these bogus pages of complete gibberish that nobody would have wanted to read. It was just strings of letters and numbers over and above the video that had 2 million hits. That cost them, according to an expert who got in touch with me about it, not less than $250,000 just to silence one person making one speech about their planned proposal to take over the world using the climate treaty as an excuse. What then happened, Alex, is really fascinating. In Melbourne, Australia, a left-wing radio station decided that I was just a right-wing kook. They sent a copy of the draft Treaty of Copenhagen to a Queen's Counsel, a senior attorney, and they said to him, please will you read this for us, and will you tell us whether or not Lord Monckton is right to say that they're trying to set up a world government that isn't elected? And it's going to be a real world government. And do they use the word government in the treaty? And so, you know, they were sneering. They thought it wouldn't turn out to be real. The Queen's Counsel, the senior attorney, came back to them. He said, look, he said, Monckton has got it wrong. It is 10 times worse than anything he said. This is a bid to take over the world and to stamp out democracy everywhere and to have a single, central, global government using the environment and the climate simply as a fig leaf behind which this new tyranny by Clark will be extended worldwide. The EU has already done it in Europe. Now they're going to make it go worldwide. There are EU advisors telling the UN how to grab power by making sure that each new treaty by which power is handed over by usually left-wing governments to international bodies that nobody elects is kept secret from the people until after it has been signed. And that's the technique that the European Union has used. I once spent years trying to get hold of a copy of what eventually became the Treaty of Maastricht. I eventually got the first copy in the country and began writing about it, and the Foreign Office denied that any such document existed. And so I produced photocopies of it, I put it up on the newspaper I was writing for, the Evening Standard. They still went on pretending it existed, and 2 years later, they signed it.
Incredible. Lord Monckton, let's go to the model of Australia and talk about UKIP some, because taking not just the United States, but the world back, Australia back, if I remember correctly, they then demonized you in an attack piece, backfiring in TV and print articles all over Australia. That then caused you to be a cause celeb. You traveled to Australia repeatedly, toured the country, speaking to packed halls of tens of thousands, debated people on television, and now they're set and say they have the votes. We'll put it on screen next week to repeal the carbon tax that's been devastating Australian farmers, factories, you name it. National Affairs, the Australian newspaper, carbon tax set for repeal next week. You helped get the secret Copenhagen Treaty that got the Third World to pull out and not vote for passage in the UN, all because you took action. They blocked you from the UN meeting in Durban, South Africa. You literally parachuted into the meeting, which was a stunt, fighting stunts with stunts. And again, it's just an example of taking action, perseverance, what it can do. We're gaining ground against them. Do you disagree with that statement and elaborate on what happened in Australia? Because if they repeal it, this is a stunning victory.
Because I briefed Tony Abbott, who's now the Prime Minister, 3 or 4 years ago. At his request, I was in Canberra. I got a message from his office saying, please call in whenever you can. And so I went there and had half an hour with him, and we talked through this climate thing. And he said, look, I've got to be very careful, he said, because there are those in my party who think this is a problem. He said, I don't really think it is, but I have to be very careful how I play it. But he said, it's quite clear that even if it were a problem, having carbon taxes is not the solution to the problem. And that's the rather crafty way in which he's managed to persuade his own party that they should stand with him and oppose the carbon tax, because even if there were a problem, the carbon tax is not a good solution to it. And so he's a very, very good man. He does a lot of, privately, a lot of good works quietly, which he doesn't publicise. A very, very unusual politician. And I'm hoping he'll be the Prime Minister there for a very long time. The left, of course, absolutely loathe him. And because he has said that the climate thing is all nonsense, that he and Stephen Harper in Canada are the two who have stood out against this nonsense. And as it happens, I've briefed both of them on this. All it needs is for these leaders to meet Monckton, and they change their view on the climate act.
It's simply amazing. I want to shift gears back to this professor, because the media is besmirching my great state by saying he's a Texas professor. He's actually from the Naval War College sneaking around here, and that's another issue that they've had. The Navy, the Marines, the Army putting out climate hysteria. They've had NASA scientists putting out stuff, to fearmonger and then using the name. I mean, this is outrageous.
It is. I think that this professor with his silly scare, I wrote to him on his website and I said, look, are you prepared to have an independent third-party judge, preferably a real judge, who's used to assessing evidence fairly on both sides of a case? And oh no, he was not. He ran a mile from that. This man is frightened. He knows perfectly well that if there were any independent trial of this matter, he knows perfectly well who would win. In fact, I'm now working with TV producers in Canada, and we are going to put global warming on trial. And we're going to have a real judge, probably a retired one, but a real one, in a real courtroom, we're going to have. I'm going to be the prosecutor of global warming, and they've said their difficulties in finding anybody who will now defend it. So I've given them a few names that I think might be prepared to defend it. We're each going to be allowed to choose our own witnesses. There will be a fairly chosen jury, and what we're going to do is we're going to put this in a theatre. And the idea is that then in this theatre, every night, there will be a two-hour courtroom drama, effectively.
Great idea.
And the case will be argued before a jury chosen from that night's audience. They get their money back if they agree to come onto the jury. And the jury will then have, hear the evidence, and they'll have to be honest and try to decide it.
That's bold to do it in Canada, because they've really bought a lot of the brainwashing up there.
But what is interesting is that the ordinary people haven't. It's as always, it's the chattering classes that have bought into this because they're making money out of it. You and I know this is what it's really all about. Obama supports this whole nonsense because it means he can shut down his opponent's biggest funders. That's what he's doing it for. China is now just beginning to change its tune on this. It was previously completely against it because it wants to compete with the West for natural resources. It doesn't need to sell its products to us. It needs to be able to have enough natural resources to make them. That's its biggest need. We're its biggest competitors to get the supplies to keep their industries going. If they can shut the West down, that suits them fine. So now they're backing climate change. Putin is backing climate change, again, for purely financial reasons. He wants to sell lots of overpriced Siberian methane gas to heat the towns and cities of Western Europe through the pipeline that runs through the...
Yeah, foreigners are siding with Obama to literally shut off half our energy source. Is that not treason? I mean, in World War II, our fighter bombers blew up German power plants and facilities. Yeah. I mean, Obama is in your government shutting down power plants is doing what bombers couldn't do to us.
Well, this is exactly what's happening, but of course he did say he was going to do it. He was very open about it, and the left often are. They will often say, yes, we're going to have a war on coal, this is a dirty industry, we're going to shut it down. What was interesting was that 40 years ago in Britain, when I worked for Margaret Thatcher, at that time, the coal industry was the great industry of the future. The miners were the heroes of labor. I mean, they still are for me. Going down a deep mine in Britain was a very dangerous and dirty job. I was a huge admirer of the miners, but the left put them right up on a pedestal. When the miners went on strike against the Thatcher government, there wasn't a word from the left about how coal is a dirty fuel. No, but they changed their tune when they realized that the coal industries, particularly in places like the United States, were the ones that were bankrolling their political opponents in the Republican Party. So what do? We find an excuse, a totalitarian excuse, to have a war on coal and shut down the coal industry. Now, modern coal-fired power plants, you burn the coal at very, very high temperatures, so you get very, very little pollution. You trap the ash on the way out, and you don't get much pollution. It's actually as clean as burning gas. The only thing it gives off is about twice as much CO2 as gas, but CO2 is a harmless trace gas. It is the stuff of life. So what this is about, and this is why Paris is such a worrying thing, is that they are planning now to have this world government treaty put in place in Paris, and this time they won't let the likes of me see the draft of that treaty in advance. And I can tell you how I know that, because in 2012 I went to the Doha conference where they finally banned me for life for telling them there'd been no global warming at that stage for 16 years. Now it's going on for 18 years. And they banned me for life. They didn't want that said. And when I was there, I was trying to get a copy of what are called the draft conclusions from the chair. And this is essentially what are the main points this conference was going to decide. And at all previous conferences, have been publicly available. You could go and ask it from the document center or the press office. They had plenty of copies. You would just ask for one. I asked for it, and they pretended no such thing existed or had ever existed. They're driving it all underground. All these documents, all these negotiations that were once open and public, they're now secret. All the documents to do with those negotiations, once public,
just like,
are now secret. And do you know why? Because at the Durban conference, the one I had to parachute in from 10,000 feet, I'd never skydived in my life before, I thought, well, all I can do is hit the ground, and the real danger is missing, but you know, because I've got Irish ancestry, but I was all right, I hit the ground all right. And what was there at that Durban conference, when I got the copy of the draft conclusions from the chair, it was just bonkers. They were advocating reducing the carbon dioxide concentration of the atmosphere from 400 parts per million to 200. Now, at 200 parts per million, most plants and trees on Earth would either die or struggle to survive. Crop yields would fall by up to 50%. And they were advocating this as a necessary measure.
Wouldn't that kill a billion people, it's estimated, in a decade?
It would have killed probably 5 billion of the 6 billion people then on Earth. It's 7 billion now. It would have killed something like 5 or 6 billion. It was an extraordinary policy. They wanted to set up an international climate court, which was going to try Western countries and...
So it was the old plan that would kill a billion. They had one even worse.
And all of this was in this treaty draft. 2,000 journalists were there. Not one newspaper or news medium around the world reported what was in...
Well, how are we going to get the intel out of Paris then? We're going to have moles.
I can't get in, of course. They've banned me for life. But I have got people who are going to get in there, whether they like it or not, and they'll be feeding stuff out to me. The trouble is that even inside the conference, they will be doing their best to keep these documents secret until they've got them signed and agreed to by the...
Well, criminals always try to operate in secret. In closing, tell us about the Las Vegas summit coming up.
And this is very important. Next week, from the 7th to the 9th of July, at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, Resort and Casino, the biggest resort in the whole of Las Vegas, right in the center of town, there's going to be the 9th Heartland International Climate Conference. Now, if you haven't registered to go to this conference yet, you've just about got time. You really will need to be quick, because there's going to be about 1,000 people there. It's a huge event. It's the biggest skeptical climate conference anywhere in the world. And we are going to be telling the world that there is nothing like as much to worry about as those profiteers of doom have been trying.
All right. Great job, Lord Monckton. We appreciate all of your time. I'm inviting you to Austin when you're here in the U.S. Call
this hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step toward self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I appreciate the callers holding. Alex Jones here back live. We're going to get to all your calls. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Derek, Nathan, Dre, Matt, Seth, we're going to get to all of you, so be sure and stay with us. Briefly, this hour was brought to you by Infidel Body Armor, infidelbodyarmor.com. They're owned by a U.S. Air Force veteran right here in Texas, used by defense contractors in Afghanistan, police all over the USA, and by civilians who want to be prepared. It's extremely affordable, and it's still legal. Now is the time. 10% off for the 4th of July. Enter code FREEDOM. The FCC may get me in trouble for using a cuss word, according to Obama. Enter promo code FREEDOM at checkout, 888-608-6605, infidelbodyarmor.com. Also, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex has all the big specials on what I believe is the best non-GMO, high-quality, long-lasting, tasty, storable food in the great plastic tote boxes, best containers. They've got everything you need and other preparedness items. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And they have great customer service. If you don't have storable food now, you're insane, in my view. And the sponsor of the show also helps fund the operation. And don't forget, we do have the new shirt in, 1776, Molon Lambe. It's got the joiner die with crossed M16s there. And that's a Cade design. I didn't design that shirt, but I love it. And it's got other great messages as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchases make the broadcast possible. Okay, let's go to Nathan. No. Nathan's up next. Let's go to who was holding the longest there? Derek in Kentucky, the great state of Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I have a lot of respect for what you're doing there.
Brother, we're all in it together. I respect you as well. What's on your mind?
Well, I've noticed the news really speedballing lately. Economic experts are calling for something worse than 2008 in our near future. The gates to the states are hanging wide open in the south. A good friend of mine sells the chemicals they're putting in my local water supply, so I know those are there. And here lately in Kentucky over the last few months, I'm noticing the skies are looking a lot different than what they used to. And, in fact, yesterday a plane went overhead of me and dropped a plume like I've never seen before. I'm wondering at this point if it's not too far late, too far gone, why folks by the millions are standing out in front of Capitol buildings, state and federal, all over the nation demanding answers and what we can do at this point.
It's just totally overwhelming that the Energy Department admits in their high-altitude aerosol campaign, they don't call it chemtrails. There's no documents on chemtrails. There's tens of thousands on weather modification. Bill Gates is over it. He gets paid by the government to run the operations. He makes billions, his company does, tax-free. They're involved in weather modification, manipulation. They've been caught spraying biologicals on people. And they admit all this. It's even in the news. But it's like, oh, there's secret tests. Never mind. So you mentioned that. It sounds crazy because it is crazy. We're in 2014. It's like a science fiction movie. And now all these stratospheric sulfate aerosols, geoengineering. There's a headline right there from Wikipedia. So all of this is going on. We know it's going on. We just don't know exactly the full extent. It's like, you know, your neighbor's killing people and burying them. You just don't know how many are buried. I mean, it's bad. And it's always, always worse than I thought because it's compartmentalization. So people have just been raised in a trance, and they're starting to break out of it. That's why the armored vehicles are coming out. That's why the gloves are coming off, the velvet gloves coming off the iron fist. So I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, it's just crazy town that the government has opened the borders and is flooding us. But then you go to the airport, and they want to stick their hands down your pants, and the NSA spies on you. Now there's ABC News, Bill Gates, the hurricane tamer. He's saving us. So there you go. And the reason I went off on the climate manipulation is I say it's admitted. The new listeners think I'm nuts. I mean, literally there are hundreds of patents from the 50s and 60s on total weather control. And it's all going on now.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operation.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.